This is Michelle Leyva. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Digital for Enchant Christmas.
Awesome. And we're talking because Enchant Christmas is going to be at Nationals Park. What is it now through what? The December 31st or when's it? How long's it there?
Yes, we're so excited. We're back at Nationals Park. We opened on Friday, November 24th, and we'll be there through New Year's Eve, December 31st.
That's great. And all right, before we get into actually what they can see and do there, like big picture it for me, like this is something that there's like several city locations like throughout the country, right? So like give me an idea just generally of how big this thing is nationally.
Oh gosh. Okay. So we're in seven cities this year in 2023. We started this whole thing in 2016 with one event, and we have grown it over the years due to the excitement of the general population in the U.S. It has been so exciting, and D.C. is second to none, such an incredible city to bring this show to, and we feel the love each year we're here, for sure.
Awesome. How many years of those years have you been doing D.C. from the very beginning?
We actually launched the D.C. market in 2019, and I would say that was one of our turning moments as a company. It was just so remarkable to be in that city, and the response from the community was really truly second to none.
Awesome. Has it been at Nats Park every time at the stadium?
It has. Nationals Park is a gigantic venue. We have so much room to play and to create in that space. You know, this event is full of original light sculptures that are larger than life. If you've been there before, you know what I'm talking about. The tree in the center of the maze is 100 feet tall. You're walking around other sculptures that are 20, 25, 30 feet tall, and you're just sort of like transported in this space. And Nationals Park is just a beautiful, beautiful canvas for us to sort of dream and build around.
I love it. All right. So yeah. Since we started already going into it. Let's try to like break it down. I'll try to tee it up sort of one at a time so I can get, you know, different sound bites, you know, like, so we can talk about
Perfect.
The maze
yeah,
and the village and then the ice skating and Santa, you know, and I'll break it down. Sure. So don't feel like you have to list all of it at once.
Okay.
We'll piecemeal.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, so you already sort of mentioned the light maze, but let's just go into it a little more just so I have another sound bite on it. Yeah. So we enter the light maze. What all do we see?
So, okay, Enchant Christmas. Enchant Christmas is home of the world's largest Christmas light maze, going up at Nats Park for a fourth season, November 24th through December 31st. This year, we're bringing an all-new Christmas light maze to Nats Park, but this isn't just any all-new Christmas light maze. This is a never-before-seen-anywhere light maze that's titled Reindeer Games, and it follows a fourth original story that the dreamers and creators at Enchant have curated, in which the forest animals have played a little bit of a game on Santa's reindeer. They've taken their bells, which hold the magic that allows the reindeer to fly, and they've hidden them. And as a guest of Enchant, your mission is to search for those missing bells within the world's largest Christmas light maze.
I love it. So there's a big giant, I see some photos, but there's a big giant reindeer. What is it? I guess, was it like in like center field or where, you know what I mean?
Oh gosh, such a good question. No. So we just take over the entire diamond. The entire field space is the maze experience. And in this particular maze in Reindeer Games, you are searching for these really, really stunning forest creature light sculptures that are at unique spots throughout the maze, just hidden as you walk through the maze. You're sort of discovering new stunning sculptures that you've just never seen before at Nats Park. We're super excited to see what everybody thinks about it.
Awesome. Well, that sounds so cool. I can't wait. All right. So that's the maze. Tell me about the village. I guess this is like more where like the vendors and the crafts and stuff.
Yes, of course. Okay. So in addition to seeing the maze and in addition to all the incredible lights that everyone, you know, I can say really quickly, everyone always wants to know how many lights are in the maze. And, you know, our sort of frame of mind is if we could possibly count how many lights are in the maze, then there aren't enough. So you could go in, you can kind of discover and guess at how many lights, but my goodness, there's so many. And in that experience, we are bringing back the ice skating trail. In the concourse, you'll find visits with Santa and Mrs. Claus, who's doing story time with the kids, and in the kids zone where they're playing, the kids can play, kind of like blow off some steam in a controlled space. We've got seasonal food and beverage, including Ben's Chili Bowl, hot cocoa, holiday cake sickles with messy treats, and more. There's live entertainment this year and tons of shopping in the Christmas Village with local vendors. We're bringing all of that back, new local vendors and community members that you may recognize.
Awesome. All right. So the Village sounds like a great spot to sort of mingle around in once, you know, in between or after you're doing the maze or before. Tell me about the ice skating. That's probably another big annual favorite.
Oh, man, the ice skating trail is made of real ice. And instead of it being a rink experience, it's an actual lit trail experience. So you're actually gliding along an ice skating trail amidst the lights. It's a fully immersive holiday experience. If you like to ice skate or you want to experience that, this is an ice skating experience that's like no other ice skating experience out there. Just gliding among these stunning lights overhead with someone you love. It's just magical.
Now that costs a little extra to do, right?
Right. So the ice skating is an ice skate rental. You are welcome to bring your own ice skates into Enchant in a clear plastic bag, or we have them available for rent.
Okay, great, great. And is that something you have to sign up for ahead of time, or is it possible, you know, if you're there, you can make a game time decision and pick up skates while you're there?
You can totally make a game time decision. If you rent your skates in advance, you're kind of selecting your time that you're going to come in and ice skate at, or you can come brave any sort of lines that may exist, rent your skates there and kind of just have your choose your own adventure on your own schedule. Once you arrive, there's so much to do that the event is so, so big. If you really try to wander and just allow yourself to freely explore that space, you know, you'll find so many nooks and crannies of little things to do. Grabbing a selfie at this, we have this very big wreath photo op in the Christmas Village. You can grab a selfie there. You can head further down into the village and explore the different activities in there or the shopping before you do your ice skating or your visit with Santa. There's really so much going on if you just allow yourself to explore and wander.
Yeah,
freely.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. So much fun. All right. How about Santa's Landing? Is that, you know, that's got to be where all the kids probably gather or the kids zone, I guess. But let's do Santa's Landing first.
So Santa's Landing is so exciting this year. We've completely redesigned the look and feel of what Santa's Landing looks like. You know, for so many people, so many families, that annual holiday photo is a big one. And we have a completely decked out visual for your photos with Santa this year. We're super excited for everyone to see that. It's beautiful. Definitely, definitely head there, check it out, and decide if that's the backdrop for you in your holiday photo. The sooner you come to Enchant, the sooner you can, the sooner you come to Enchant, the more likely you can use that photo for your holiday mailings, your sort of holiday postcard for your kids or for your loved ones.
I love it. And then, I mean, last but not least, unless there's anything else after that, but tell me about the kids zone.
You know, I love the kids zone because I have a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old, and running them through the maze is super fun, but I need to be on it because there are people there and I need to watch them, and they like to go in different directions, of course, naturally. So after spending 45 minutes to an hour in the maze, my favorite thing to do is run them over to the kids zone where they're in a controlled space. They can run around, they can color, they can write their letter to Santa, put it in the mailbox so we can shuttle it to the North Pole for them. They can do story time with Mrs. Claus, but it's all in this controlled space where they can just blow off steam and you can hang out, sip on some hot cocoa or a cocktail in the light bulb cup and just relax for a little bit.
Awesome, man. It sounds like no matter what age you are, it's fun for all ages. Like, tons of stuff for the kids, tons of stuff for adults or whatever, or date night or, you know, whatever. It sounds like everybody's going to love it. My wife and I are coming with a big group, so we're excited. It's just going to be awesome. I guess in closing, I mean, I have more than enough to work with. I guess, okay. In closing, pretend that I'm not here and you're just speaking directly to our listeners, you know, happy holidays. Come on out. Hey, DC, come on out. You're going to have fun, whatever you want to say, but yeah, like talk directly to them, invite them out.
So we are full of gratitude to the greater DC community for supporting Enchant all these seasons. We would not be here bringing a fourth original maze experience to this community without the love and support of everybody who has come to Enchant and who will come to Enchant this year. So thank you. We can't wait to host you. We have so much in store this season for you. Come on down to Nats Park. Have a great time.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you so much for doing this. It's going to be fun. We can't wait. Again, yes, it's Stacey, now through you. December 31st. So all the way, you know, if you got family in town for Christmas or looking for something to do on New Year's Eve, whatever, come on down. It's going to be so much fun. Thanks for doing this.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much.